what did they call, did they have a name for selling merchandise that wasn't packaged and all, and all set up? In other words, if you went to buy some lard, they wouldn't have a can of lard, they'd get it
on. Well, now, there's nothing they bought lard, you know, they'd buy a bucket sometimes, 8-pound buckets. And they had buckets, you know, 8-pound. They didn't have too much of it in cartons, you know. It came in buckets, you know. They have 8-pound buckets, and they'd have, and then they have stands, what they call a stander lodge, you know.
That's what I'm interested in. This word stand.
That's about 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
That's right. They'd buy that, they weren't a whole lot of more than about 50 pounds. Like I said, they buy more than books. 50 pounds of lard, and barrel of flour.
I've heard that word stand, and sometimes people use it for molasses.
Stand molasses. You know, well, they say it's just a can, you know, one of these can that you hold with, and hold 80 pounds of lard. Well, you can buy them 25 pounds stand, too, but most of them are 50 pounds. And they put molasses in them, they used to put molasses in buckets, too. That's another thing they made. Them people back in those days, they grew a lot of salt. And they take that salt and make molasses out of it, you see, that was, yeah, 40 gallons or something, enough to last them the year round. Man, you know, it may be a fellow in this community, it may be one, it could be two, three, that made molasses. He had a outfit set up just especially to make molasses, which is, you know, pan and everything, and it over, knowing that, you know, fire away, first thing is be able to build his farm and then cook it in the last, you see. And you cut your sorghum, you grew your sorghum, you cut it, and you haul it over there to the place. The wagon, they load it on the wagon, haul it over there, and then they would grind it, run through the mill, grind it, make the juice out of it, and then they put it in those pans and cook it. And then he took a toll on that. Now, he would take so much for last. I think that was, he'd take every four. Yeah.
Right.
Molasses.
Well, then he would sell, like.
You could sell your molasses. Yeah, you mean the fellow that made
them?
Yeah. That's right. He would do it. Most likely he would sell it. And the fellow that he probably would sell, maybe, you know, they had a maid, he probably would sell some. He had too much, but usually he made them for his own use. He'd make their own molasses, say they make molasses and stuff like that. He didn't buy too much, he put up a lot of fruit and all that stuff.
Yeah, back to this word stand again. If you have some molasses on the table, what is that thing called that the molasses is in?
No, that,
on the, is that is?
No, I don't know, I can't think of the name of that thing. I know you're talking about a little pitcher that you like use to pour the molasses out of there.
Is that ever called a stand?
No, that's not called a stand. A stand is that
a much
that
bigger
can.
Stand then is something that's really pretty big.
It's bigger.
And we're mentioning barrels. Something that nails would come in, be smaller, a small barrel.
Those flour barrels were staves. They had wood staves in them. You know, they were pretty good size. I imagine they were, they were 3-4 feet high. I don't know. I'm telling you, man, they would be somewhere around the neighborhood, about 2 feet in diameter. Pretty good size bat.
The staves would be of wood.
Wooden staves, that's right.
And then they'd be.
They have a head in it, just like, you've seen these barrels. You've seen barrels that you put other liquids in, like pickles and all this other stuff. Same type of barrel. But the only thing, this flour barrel, the staves was a little thinner. It wasn't as heavier.
I see.
Heavier barrel.
How were the staves held together?
Put a band, an iron band
on top.